High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Binge the full season of Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption. Now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Voted best subject, why is your mama always drunk? Yes. And the award goes to, all right, dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a man that can't control his mother. We've been married for two years, and I've dealt with this since I met him. His mother went through a late life crisis and has started shopping at Forever 21 and hanging out at cafes at night. I have warned her about COVID, but she says alcohol kills the virus. If that's the case, she won't need the vaccination because she is always a little tipsy when we see her. She's always got a Yeti cup full of wine with her, and she rambles on and repeats herself a lot. My husband and I live in a nice enough neighborhood, and there's an older man that lives with his daughter next door to us. He sits in the yard in the evenings, and my husband's mom has made it her business to get all in his business. She told us that he's single and he just broke up with his girlfriend, so she's ready to make a move on him. I told her to leave that man alone. 2 days later, I noticed her car was in our driveway, but I didn't see her. I went next door and looked in the front window, and I saw her with the neighbor, and it looked like they were having sex. I went and told my husband, and he wanted to go next door, but I told him not to. The next thing we know, there's a knock on the door from the man, and he said that my husband's mom was passed out drunk in his living room. My husband was embarrassed, and he quickly went next door to get his mom. He still won't tell his mom to cut it out and act her age. Should I intervene and talk to her, or should I mind my business and let my husband handle it? Please advise. I mean, what do you think you can do at this point? Your husband hasn't done anything. Let your husband handle it. He hasn't handled it. This is a grown woman who has a drinking problem. She drinks. That's why she's always drunk, right? You said yourself that you have dealt with this for 2 years. 2 years, and that's how long you've been married to your husband. So you knew this was going on before you guys got married. I mean, you even warned her about COVID, but she had a clap back for that, saying alcohol kills the virus. What? What, mama? So right there, she's not trying to hear anything you have to say to her. And as far as your husband, her son, you see he can't control her. He can't say anything. He's not going to say anything. He might be afraid to say anything to his mom. You know how that is. She's definitely an embarrassment. I get that. But you're going to have to let this play out because you guys can't do anything and she's already out of control. She's doing whatever she wants to do. And the last time I checked, passing out drunk over a man's house that you're trying to get with, that's not sexy and that doesn't get you in. So maybe you could tell her that. Maybe that'll help. But I don't think anything's going to help. She wants to drink and do whatever she wants to do. Hang out at cafes, did you say, at night? All right, Steve. Go ahead, Steve. Your turn.
Well, I don't know. You've been married to a man that you say can't control his mama. Who can control a mama?
Right.
That's a tough one right there. Now, and you've been dealing with this since you met her. Now, here's the problem. His mother went through a life, midlife crisis and has started shopping at Forever One and hang out at cafes at night. Forever 21. Now, the reason, see, when you old and you mm-hmm. shop at Forever 21, mm-hmm. you have to drink so you can think you look good in that outfit.
21.
See, the reason they named the store Forever 21 is so they can mm-hmm. attract the younger crowd.
Yes.
They didn't mean that if you put this on, you'll always look like you 21. It's just an advertising slogan. It's not a damn fact. Matter of fact, when you put clothes on that you ain't got no business putting on, you look like a fool. This is how I know she old. So you warned her about it. She hang out at cafes at night. She said that you warned her about COVID, but she says alcohol kills the virus. Now, if that ain't an old-ass remedy, I don't know what is. You got to be old to come up with that. All right? Now, so she don't need the vaccination. And then she's always high when you see her. She got it. Now, this is when you really high. She ain't got a solo cup. She don't have a paper cup.
Yeah.
This old heifer got a Yeti cup full of liquor. A Yeti cup. That
one.
Means it can stay the same temperature for hours.
Yeah.
She a professional drinker. She got the same feeling the whole way through that damn Yeti cup.
Yeah.
Even rappers ain't moved to Yeti cups yet. She's an advanced alcoholic. My husband and I, y'all, live in a nice neighborhood, and there's an older man that lives with his daughter next door to y'all. Now, he sits in the yard in the evenings, and my husband's mom has made it her business to get all up in his business. Well, you made that statement, but what you really didn't know was what she was really trying to get all up in.
Ooh.
And it wasn't just his business. It was okay. His house. And then she told us he's single and broke up with his girlfriend, so she ready to make her move. And when we come back, I'll explain to you everything else that happened in this letter, too.
All right, Steve. All right. We can't wait. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, it's our favorite. Why is your mama always drunk? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, why is your mama always drunk? Why?
Well, this man's mama, you've been married to him for 2 years, and you done dealt with the drinking since you met him. His mother done went through a late-life crisis and done started shopping at Forever 21. You didn't say how old she was, but she's probably double that. So she should probably be shopping at Forever Senior Citizens. But no, she's at Forever 21.
Where is that store?
That's a new store. I'm thinking about opening. Quit acting. Act your age, not your shoe size. That's what I'm going to call it. You know, she don't care nothing about COVID because she drank enough. She said alcohol kills the virus. She's a professional drinker because we found out she don't have it in a solo cup. Mm-mm. It ain't in a styrofoam cup. Mm-mm. This woman carries her liquor around in a damn Yeti. She's Whoa. Invested. Yeti cups are expensive. She's invested in keeping yes. her alcohol at premium temperature. Yes. That's an alcoholic when you got to keep it right at the same damn temperature.
Okay. She don't want it watered down.
No. She don't want no ice in it or nothing.
Keep that at 33 degrees.
Yeah. Now, there's a man next door that she'd have made it her business to get to know him because he done told her she broke up with his girlfriend. He broke up with a girlfriend, so now she going to make a move on it. You told her to leave that man alone. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Old people need love, too. Leave that man alone. Maybe that man don't want to be left alone. How would you like it when you get old, somebody tell you leave you alone? You just sitting over there by your damn self. Aww. See there? I think she was doing a Christian thing.
Really?
Just for now.
Yeah.
Just for now.
Right. I know
we'll
you.
Soon find out in a couple of lines that this wasn't real churchy after all. Mm-mm. 2 days later, you noticed her car was in y'all's driveway. But you didn't see her. Now, this is the part of the letter I want to focus on.
Okay.
I went next door and looked in the front window. What? Wait a minute, lady. What? Your busybody ass. You so damn nosy. You went next door, walked up on this man's damn porch, and looked in they front window.
Yes, Steve.
Do you not know that's illegal? Peeping Tom is illegal.
She said it was a nice neighborhood.
Man, you can't do that.
I know.
Who is she, the neighborhood watch? All right, so now let me take you. Then she said, I looked in, saw her with the neighbor, and it looked like they were having sex. Let's stop right here for a minute.
Right there.
What do you mean it looked like they were having sex?
Number one way.
Right. How you having sex and it don't look like it? I've had some sex.
Uh-huh. Did it look
Every
like
time
it?
I've had it, it looked like I was having it. it just ain't no way. It ain't no way you can be performing and don't look like you performing.
Okay.
Sex is an activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a reading.
Suggestion?
Yeah, you ain't over there suggesting things to each other. It's an activity. So you know good and hell well what you saw, or you lying, one of the two. It looked like they was having sex. Here you go. Now, you got to be tired now, because now you got to climb down off the porch, go all the way back across the driveway, go up the steps, and tell your husband. And he wanted to go next door, but I told him not to. Why not? You been over there. She over there. He over there. You been over there. But now the boy can't go over there.
The boy.
I told him not to. Next thing we know, there's a knock on the door from the man. And he said that my husband's mom was passed out drunk in his living room. No, which goes to prove right there they was having sex. And yeah. Old man was in there putting in work. Old man was in there putting in hard work. Oh. And she done passed out.
She was full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he thought he had killed her. So that's why he came over. This
what?
He trying to stay out of jail.
He trying not to catch a case.
Yeah. So he done went over.
How did he say it?
Irma Jean.
Irma Jean.
Oh, Claudetta over here laying on this living room and she done passed out because she drunk. He done left out the part of what he was doing to her because he don't know you was in the window watching it. So he just came and told you she drunk. He put her out.
Yeah. Okay.
My husband was embarrassed and he quickly went next door to get his mom. Let me go over here and get her drunk ass. He still won't tell his mama to cut it out and act age. Should I intervene and talk? Yeah, go ahead. Take your nose ass. You a nose ass woman. Go on, get in her business. You over there looking in windows, climbing up on porches, getting ladders, looking in and stuff. Got a telescope, dissecting sexual movements. Hell yeah, interfere.
All right, Steve, we
and
gotta go.
And she gonna knock your ass out. Because drunk people slap people real quick.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up, Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Binge the full season of Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption. Now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.